Sunday, April 28th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn, O Christ, you are the light and day which drives away the night. The ever-shining Son of God, and pledge of future light. As now the evening shadows fall, please grant us, Lord, we pray, a quiet night to rest in you until the break of day. Remember us, poor mortal men, we humbly ask, O Lord, and may your presence in our souls be now our great reward. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, the Lord has risen and is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia. Psalm 110. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change, you are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord has risen and is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, he has rescued us from the power of darkness and has brought us into the kingdom of his Son. Alleluia. Psalm 114, when Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple, Israel became his kingdom. The sea fled at the sight. The Jordan turned back on its course, the mountains leapt like rams, and the hills like yearling sheep. Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course, mountains that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep? Tremble, O earth, before the Lord in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool and flint into a spring of water. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Almighty God, ever-living mystery of unity and trinity, you gave life to the new Israel by birth from water and the Spirit, and made it a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people set apart as your eternal possession. May all those you have called to walk in the splendor of the new light render you fitting service and adoration. Repeating the second antiphon, he has rescued us from the power of darkness and has brought us into the kingdom of his Son. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, he was pierced for our offenses and burdened with our sins. By his wounds we are healed. 1 Peter chapter 2. Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong, no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross so that all of us, dead to sin, could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you were healed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon. He was pierced for our offenses and burdened with our sins. By his wounds, we were healed. And our reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are placed beneath his feet. By one offering, he has forever perfected those who are being sanctified. And the responsory, the Lord is risen, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen, alleluia, alleluia. He has appeared to Simon. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you, says the Lord. Alleluia. Enter intercessions with joy in our hearts. Let us call upon Christ the Lord, who died and rose again and lives always to intercede for us, saying, Victorious King, hear our prayer. Light and salvation of all peoples, send into our hearts the fire of your Spirit as we proclaim your resurrection. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Let Israel recognize in you her longed-for Messiah, and the whole earth be filled with the knowledge of your glory. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Keep us in the communion of your saints, and grant us rest from our labors in their company. Victorious King, hear our prayer. You have triumphed over death, your enemy. Destroy in us the power of death, that we may live only for you, victorious and immortal Lord. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Savior Christ, you were obedient even to accepting death, and were raised up to the right hand of the Father. In your goodness, welcome your brothers and sisters into the kingdom of your glory. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Now let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. God our Father, look upon us with love. You redeem us and make us your children in Christ. Give us true freedom and bring us to the inheritance you promised. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to our everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.